Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 236. How much does God love you, personally? How much does God love you, personally? Your happiness here and forever depends on how you believe it. None of us was born already believing. We have all had to learn how to believe. And for that we need the good news in the Bible. Winning the lottery is not the way to learn that God loves you. Everything of human happiness you've been given can take wings and fly away. You may say that God so loving the world that he gave his only begotten son sounds too far away, 2,000 years ago. But the Bible reveals his ongoing love for you. For example, 1. Your Savior takes you by the arm to lead you in the paths of righteousness. He actually takes you by your hand and says, "Come, let's go to happiness." He loves you like a father loves a little son who is just learning to walk. Read it in Hosea 11, verses 3 and 4, "I taught Ephraim my people to walk, taking them by their arms. I drew them with gentle cords, with bands of love." No, he doesn't force you. But he does everything possible short of it. If you don't refuse, he will be to you the good shepherd of Psalm 23. 2. Isaiah says that he actually takes you by the hand to lead you to heaven. "I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, 'Fear not, I will help you.'" 3. If you make a mistake and take a wrong path in your blindness or foolishness, he does not forsake you. He will do for you what he did for Saul of Tarsus, who was hell-bent on taking the wrong path. The Lord put obstacles in his path to make the wrong way seem like kicking against the goads. Yes, the Lord made it hard for Saul to be lost. Isn't that personal love? 4. And the Savior continually reminds you that he has made his yoke easy, and his burden is light. You believe it, or you disbelieve it. But if you are having trouble believing it, he helps your unbelief if you will let him. In fact, ask him to. You can never perish if you pray that prayer.